You're listening to SBS News.
It's been almost a year since students in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 sat the NAPLAN test, and now the results are finally in. The scores have confirmed children are reading and writing better than a decade ago, but across the board, results have levelled out in the past 12 months. The Chief Executive of the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, David DiCavalio, says more is revealed from looking at 10 years of data rather than one.
If you just look at 12 months data, often it's difficult to see shifts in 1 year. It takes a long time to shift a whole community and a whole nation.
The results show no statistically significant gains in 12 of the 20 skill sets tested during that time. Some notable achievements have occurred, though. The biggest growth rates are for Year 3 Indigenous students, where results improved by 7.4% in the last decade, compared to 4.2% for non-Indigenous students. For Year 3 reading, more than 80% of Indigenous students now meet the minimum achievement benchmark, compared with just 69% in 2008. Indigenous education experts like Dr. Lorraine Hammond from Edith Cowan University in Western Australia say that's good news, but there's more work to be done.
There absolutely is some really encouraging news. We still have a ways to go. If you look at the research on what it takes to close the Indigenous, non-Indigenous gap, you would look at 5 maybe to 7 years of good instruction in a row for that to happen. But certainly it's really pleasing that we've got such great traction, and that's largely due to the instructional model that's being used.
Other trends include primary school boys catching up to girls when it comes to reading. The secondary students at Holy Spirit Catholic College in Sydney's West are also ahead when it comes to hitting the books. Their reading scores were significantly higher than other schools in New South Wales, even though for most of their students, English is a second language. School principal Philip Scollard says there is a particular attention paid to literacy.
I think recently we count 58 different language backgrounds represented in our community. So everyone who teaches at Holy Spirit, whether they're English teachers or PE teachers or religion teachers or maths teachers, they know literacy is part of what they teach also. So we have a focus around making sure that that integrated approach to learning how to read is tied into all areas of learning at the school.
Last year was also the first time some students completed NAPLAN tests using computers. More schools are scheduled to give it a go later this year, with some students more excited by the prospect than others.
NAPLAN is like any other test, and it's for the better.
I think it's better because people can type quicker than writing, so then like they can finish their work and make sure they get everything completed.
I like on paper more.
The My School website will be updated with additional results on Wednesday. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.